both preachers preach tonight, and yet at the same time, we also wanted to ordain Brother Caribou into the ministry. And by into the ministry, we mean he's been up in St. Cloud, he and his family, knocking doors for months and months and months and months, over a year. And plugging away, knocking doors, we've helped put out flyers. They've been going for several months now with a church going. And we want to ordain Brother Caribou into the ministry here. And I wanted to talk to you for a little while here about what you're going to see. The reason I want to do so is because there may be some visitors here. Maybe it'd be really strange to you. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, even for most of us in our church, I mean, we have baptisms fairly often. Funerals happen, weddings happen, we have communion, but it's really not all that often that we see, you know, somebody get ordained, excuse me, into the ministry. And, you know, I can name on a number on one hand the number of actual ordainments that I've personally been to. I know a couple of guys talked to me here recently when we started talking about ordaining Brother Caribou, even our guys who've maybe been in the church less than four or five years, and they said, what's this ordainment stuff about? So I wanted to take just a little bit of time. I'm not going to stretch this out too long. I just wanted to show you out of the Bible where we're coming from so you'll understand what you're seeing and what we hope to, for lack of a better word, impart here tonight. When Brother Caribou is prayed over and we give him a piece of paper that says he's ordained, what does that mean? What does that mean? Look into Numbers chapter 27. I'm going to start in the Old Testament for just a minute. I have six or eight passages for you to turn to. And just by manner of explanation, Numbers chapter 27 to begin with. Numbers chapter 27. And go all the way down to verse 22. Numbers chapter 27, verse 22. Now this is where Moses is just about ready to pass on to go and be with the Lord. And somebody's going to have to lead Israel. It says in verse 22, Numbers 27, Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Now, we should jump right in here and say, first of all, Brother Caribou is not Joshua. But we'll be equally quick to say, Brother Keck and Brother Byer and all the rest of you guys, we're not Moses either, are we? And we understand that. Look in Deuteronomy 34, though. I do want to show you this. And then we're going to go to the New Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 34. I wanted you to see back there that Moses put his hands on Joshua and gave him a charge. And I don't have any doubt that in putting on of Moses' hands that there was something that transpired there, and I'll explain a little bit more about that here in a little bit. But in Deuteronomy 34, go down to verse 9. Deuteronomy 34, 9. And Joshua, same guy, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. So Moses laid his hands on him. Scripture there says that that was in part responsible for Joshua having a spirit of wisdom upon him. Now, again, I'm not saying too much about that at this moment. I'll explain a little more in a minute. Go on over to Acts chapter 6. And I wanted to show you, we come all the way over to the New Testament. After all, there's an awful lot of time that transpired between Moses and Joshua and Israel out in the wilderness and nowadays. But in Acts chapter 6, most folks credit Acts chapter 6 as being the first passage where actual church deacons show up. They're not called deacons as such, but close enough. Notice in chapter 6, verse 6, it says, and it names several of these men, Stephen being one of them in verse 5. And it says in verse 6, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. Now, one of the things to see about that in this passage, folks, is these deacons were ordained And they were ordained to see to it the dispensing of bread to widows. And a lot of these guys wound up preaching and everything. But that's one of the first ideals we get in the New Testament about ordaining somebody. That is laying hands on them and pretty much giving them a blessing to do something for the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have anybody's hands laid on you to do something for the Lord. But I'm trying to explain what you're going to be seeing here tonight. Okay? Look into Acts chapter 13 real quick. We'll quit turning so fast and furiously here in just a few. But Acts chapter 13, verse 3. We just want you to understand that what we're doing here has a scriptural basis. And this is not just playing church, not just playing with traditions. We're not just playing games here. Acts chapter 13, and notice verse 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Barnabas and Saul headed off to one of their missionary journeys, and the church gets together with the elders and the deacons and lay their hands on Barnabas and Saul. It says there, and sent them away. They did it for the work that the Lord had them do. Now, go to Acts 14, another chapter over. Acts chapter 14, and go down to verse 23. We call this an ordination. And so it says, "And when they had ordained them elders," that's what Brother Caravu is going to be. What's what he is? A bishop, an elder, a pastor. "When they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed." So Titus tells us that Titus ordained elders in every place. Now here's where it starts to get good, and this is where I want to talk to you for a little while, some explanation. Turn to just two or three more passages. First Timothy chapter 4. And what's going to happen here in just a little while, folks, is that Brother Caribou is going to come and kneel down here, and myself and a few of these other men who are already ordained in the ministry are going to lay their hands on him. We're going to pray for him. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, it says this. 1 Timothy 4:14. "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Now that verse says that something was passed to Timothy when the hands of the presbytery was laid upon it. In chapter 5, verse 22, we are told to lay hands suddenly on no man. And I take that to mean that someone should be tested and tried some before he's ordained, before you lay hands on him and ordain him into the ministry, right? One more verse, and then I'm going to talk to you for a minute about something else. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. "Wherefore, I put thee, Timothy, in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands." Now, I'm being honest in bringing those verses up about something passing between Paul and Timothy when he laid his hands on him. And I want you to understand here tonight that, be honest with you, Brother Caribou, if we were able to pass something to him, there may be some things about all of us men that he doesn't want. Amen? To be honest with you, I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that these were apostolic matters. Paul was the apostle of the Gentiles. And Paul still healed men, raised folk from the dead, and so on and so forth. There is at one juncture that he was able to take a handkerchief and send it by messenger to someone, and that someone would be healed by touching that handkerchief. Now, folks, it doesn't take a real genius to figure out that that's not the day that we live in today. Correct? It's probably been a very long time that you, if ever, I have never seen anyone healed of blindness except via medical procedure. I just want you to know that's not contrary to the Bible. The fact is that after those apostles passed on, we live in the church age today, and we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't see some of the miracles and signs and healings anymore that once folks did. And so I'm going to tell you up front that tonight, you know, if the Lord chooses to, by the laying on of our hands, put something in Brother Caribou, that would suit me just fine. That wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. But I have to tell you straightforwardly, I really don't anticipate that any kind of special gift is being granted tonight by the laying on of the hands of these six or seven guys. So I want to tell you what I do believe that means. I do believe that it means, as it always did in these cases, that Brother Caribou has the blessing of our church and of these men that will be praying over him. I tell you what it proves. It shows that Brother Steve has been faithful for a long time in a lot of different ways. Brother Caribou has always been one of the first ones to hit the streets, knock doors, pass out tracts. He has headed up, basically, the street ministry and the visitation ministry here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church for a lot of years. Brother Caribou has taken his rebukes well. He's grown. And, you know, it ought to be a blessing, first of all, to our church that we are able to give our blessing to someone to go on into the ministry. But, you know, even your family, Brother Steve. You know, I was born and reared in Texas, folks. And we appreciate y'all being here tonight. But this ought to say something to you guys. I hope it means something to you. Because I tell you what, I know you remember. Brother Caribou was talking to us this afternoon at supper, the Kecks and the Byers and the Stevens, and, you know, regaling us with some of the tales of his youth. Like Brother Keck said 20 years ago, it's probably pretty hard to have imagined that Brother Caribou would be going into the ministry 20 years ago, much less a pastor, correct? And the idea there is, even for Brother Steve's family, I tell you what, families tend to remember. They tend to remember the nonsense that somebody gets involved in when they're 17, 18, 19, 20, 24, 25. And, you know, what this should mean to you folks is that because Brother Caribou's getting the blessing of Blessed Hope Baptist Church and these good men here, you know, he's really not some quack loose cannon going to St. Cloud just to raise a stink. What it actually involves is a higher calling from the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows you that he's taking a conversion, his conversion. It shows you that his family is intimately involved in what he's doing. It shows you that he's looking out beyond however many years of his life that they extends out to, whether he lives 50 years or 60 years or 70 years, that he's looking out into eternity and seeing lost souls that need to be saved in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He's already invested years up there, knocking doors and passing out tracts. He's been preaching to a St. Cloud crowd of one for several weeks now. And you say, it's just a power play for Steve. I know him. Well, I tell you what, preaching to one person from the town that you're in isn't much of a power trip. It's a little higher calling than that, and it means something more than that. So, folks, that's what this means. And what it means, like I said, is that we have known Brother Caribou for years now. We were talking today, and it's kind of hard to imagine, but they showed up at Blessed Hope Baptist Church in 1996. And that's been, do my math, that's been 13 years, right? And they've been here and been faithful. And then we've watched Stephanie grow up here. She's now playing piano for them up at Lion of Judah Baptist Church. And so it is our honor to be able to ordain Steve Caribou into the ministry tonight. And along the way, you know, give our blessing and prayers to his wife and his family as they're going to labor beside him. And so, you know, what you're going to see is Brother Caribou is going to come up. He's going to kneel, and there are several men here that are ordained already in the ministry. We're going to pray over him briefly. Here's how this usually happens. One reason I'm explaining this, what usually happens, you got to understand how ordainments have happened in the past in a lot of groups. A young guy decides he wants to get ordained. needs to get ordained into the ministry. So they put together a group on the front row. We'll call them the Sanhedrin. And these guys don't know him, and he doesn't know them, and they don't know who they're ordaining, really. And so they get to put him on the grill and ask him a bunch of questions to see whether he's fit to ordain or not. And we're not doing that tonight. We're not, because, as I said, I've personally known Steve for 13 years. Many of us here have known Steve for over 10 years and have watched all the stages of growth and the phases and the things that he's had to go through, the price that he's paid. He's been faithful, and we don't need to go through the exercise of asking him what he believes about the Bible. Right? We know what he believes about the Bible. Amen? So that's what we're going to do, and we'll have a little bit of time of prayer here. We'll ask you folks to pray for us, and then after, or with us, and then after we're done, we'll give you guys a little bit of a break. Allow you to come shake Brother Caribou's hand. So, Brother Steve, if you would come, and guys, if you would come, the ones that we talked to here, Brother Keck, Brother Byer, Brother Stevens, then from our church, Brother Grissom, Brother Darling. Brother Steve, why don't you just go there? And we'll figure out a way here to all get around. I'll ask Brother Keck, Brother Byer, Brother Stevens, if y'all will pray just a minute apiece for Brother Caribou. We don't want to drag this out for a real long time. Then Brother Darling, if you'd pray, Brother Grissom, and then I'll pray. Brother Keck, would you start?
Yes, Brother Byer, Brother Stevens. Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to know and approved by a good church and its pastor and people that you've called another man in the ministry. Father, we're grateful for it. We ask, Lord, that you would make this memory of this night special to him, that he might realize, Lord, when the dark times come, amen, that good men thought he was worthy of the calling. Mm-hmm. Father, we know that this church has put much prayer and much time into his education and training, and have watched his service and his attitude. And Father, we're thankful for the fact that it's culminated tonight in an ordination. Mm-hmm. Ask, Father, that you would do something special for him that would last the rest of his lifetime, that would help him, Lord, to perform the ministry in a manner that would please thee. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I'm glad to be here to be a part of this tonight. I pray for Brother Caribou as he's stepped forward already by faith and trusting you with the calling you've put on him.
Amen.
And God, right now I pray, God, that you give him the power and the grace and the mercy that he needs to go out and minister to these folks in this town. And it's obvious that this area needs the gospel preached, and you've called a man and he's stepped forward, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just use him in a mighty way. And God, I pray through this ordination service, Lord, that you'd use it to encourage somebody else to step out. You said that the harvest is white, the laborers are few. And God, we need some more laborers sent forth by you. And I pray, God, that you'd use this to encourage somebody else to step out in what you've called them to do.
Amen.
Right now, we're just praying for him and his family. And they need your power and they need your protection. Pray that you'd help them to just fight the good fight.
Amen.
And go all the way to the end. In Jesus' name.
Father, thank you, Lord, first and foremost for salvation, Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without that, Lord, we would not be here, Lord. We would not be ordaining this man. Mm-hmm. And Lord God, put your hand on him, Lord. And Lord, you just fill him with your spirit, Lord. Give him wisdom from above. Lord, through the trials and through the tribulation that's going to come in the future, I pray, Lord God, that he would rest in your word. Lord God, just lean upon your word, and Lord, draw his heart always to the word of God, Lord. May it be his strength in the ministry. Lord God, I just pray and thank you, Lord, for a man willing to take a step of faith. Lord, we are to walk by faith. And I thank you, Lord, it just blesses my soul to see a brother, Lord, just step out by faith, him and his family. Lord God, just put your hand on him, Lord, and bless him. Lord God, just be with him. And Lord, you just make his path straight. And Lord, give him wisdom up there and how to win these people to thee. Lord, we love you and thank you for this man. Lord, bless him in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Steve and his family. Thank you for their faithfulness all these years. And now, Lord, as he looks to a new endeavor that you've called him to pastor in St. Cloud, as he's been doing for several months, Lord, I just pray that you'd give him the power to do that. As mentioned already, Lord, help him in the discouraging times. Help him in the trials ahead. And Lord, may you bless him with the joys that can only come with serving you. Only that can only come by being close to you, Father. I pray you give him wisdom that he'll need, and the perseverance, and the patience, and the compassion. And Lord, I'll help he and all of us, Father, to be more like your dear son. And just pray you bless him, Lord, in the years ahead, he and his family. And we thank you for this opportunity to be a part of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we, again, just thank you for this brother here who's proven himself very faithful. He's a good man. Lord, I appreciate him and his family. And Lord, you certainly blessed them and had your hand on everything they've done here for a long time. And it's a blessing and a privilege to be a part of this. I just ask you to be with Brother Steve and his wife and daughter as they move up to St. Cloud. And Father, as they minister to lost people in that neighborhood who need the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you'd give him wisdom and power. Father, the ability to open the Bible up to people in a way that they'd be able to understand it and that it would affect their lives. And Lord, I just ask you especially to take care of him through the rough times. The ministry is full of ups and downs, and I'm sure he'll be under fire in a lot of different ways. And Father, in those times, help him to remember that it's you that gave him the calling, and it's you that gave him the strength. And Father, it'll be you that carry him through, and just help him to ever tuck that away in his heart and be faithful to his Savior.
Amen.
Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, you've called Brother Steve, as you've called us all, to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We are called to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And Father, we're thankful for what we've already had a chance to see. Lord, I'm glad that Brother Caribou has labored as he has. He's proven himself a faithful man. And he's proven himself willing to learn, willing to be reproved, willing to change where you deal with him. Father, we're confident that he will continue to learn. He will make mistakes, as we all do. But Lord, we just pray you continue to be with him. He's already fought through some obstacles with his health and with some other things in his life. And he's come out, Lord, each time in a different mold and a better man than he was when he started. And so we commend him to you, Lord, although we'll continue to see him on a regular basis. And Father, we're just grateful for an opportunity to have a little part in this. And we pray that his testimony before his family, even the family that's here tonight before this church, will continue to be the kind of testimony that he needs. We ask that you'll endue him with power and remember his labors and his family's labors up in St. Cloud. Amen. Thanks again, Lord, for letting us have a part in this. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Brother Kirby, you might as well stay up here. Listen, Stephanie, why don't you guys come on up? We're going to take a little break here and give Stephanie, stand up here and y'all can give them the treatment. We'll let family come up and say congratulations or boo or whatever first. I'm not really sure. Whatever you guys want to say first. And we'll take a little break here. Jenny's going to play a little while. And we'll take about 10 or 15 minutes and then we'll come back in and start second service. All right. All right. You guys come ahead. Congratulate your family. Amen. Yeah.